We're talking with President Burns Hargis, Oklahoma State University. Mr. President, extension, 100 years. What does that mean to Oklahoma State University, you know, being a land grant and having the extension as a part of the overall system?
Well, of course, it completes the land grant mission, really. It enables us to complete it, because even though the Land Grant Act was in 1862, the Cooperative Extension Act wasn't until 1914. And it was the Smith-Lever Act that enabled land-grant universities' knowledge to be really truly extended through a system called cooperative extension. So it has actually completed our ability to meet the land-grant mission of instruction, research, and extension.
Some universities around the country, some land grants have kind of scaled back or refigured their extension into more of regional type services instead of the county by county system. Why is it important that we keep county by county activities, you think, here in the state of Oklahoma?
Well, the best government is the closest government, and the best service is the closest service. And so while I understand that there have been capital pressures on various states, in Oklahoma we've been able to maintain this presence in every one of our 77 counties. And those extension agents know the county, they know the people, they know the problems, and we can have more of an interactive situation for service, because they're going to know we need to fix this problem, so they can tell us here at Oklahoma State and we can go to work on it.
When it comes to the university, you indicated that agriculture is an important part of it, you know, when you start talking about research dollars and the like. And you know, where do you see, what is the mission going forward for OSU in regards to serving agriculture in the state of Oklahoma, in your mind?
Well, I think sometimes people look at the state product, the gross product, I don't think anybody minimizes agriculture's importance, but they'll talk about a lot of different industries. But when you think about agriculture, you're thinking about the very basic needs of human beings. I mean, we've got to have good, clean, safe, nutritious food. And we've got to have a way to not only grow it in a safe way, increase yields constantly because of the needs, but also to be able to distribute those. And that's exactly what our agriculture college researches and instructs. And that's why it's so important to Oklahoma and every other state, for that matter. There's not going to be a more pressing issue in the world than food safety and clean water. I kind of wrap those into one thing. But there's nothing more important than that. And the site where that kind of inquiry begins and discovery occurs is in the College of Agriculture.